So open your eyes. No, don't move. Just take your time. Take it easy. I wasn't sure you were ever going to wake up. You've been out for days. And I don't know how long you were drifting before that. That's it. Take it easy. Get your bearings. Can you sit up? Come on. That's right. Here, have a little water. Just sip it. Just nice and slow. That's right. Okay, that's enough. Okay. What do you remember? Is it all still a bit fuzzy? Do you remember what the name of your ship was? Your ship? I found you drifting on the south side. I don't know if you fell overboard, whether you were cast over. But they shouldn't have left you. That's not what seafarers do. Wait, are you landlocked? Landlocked. Where are your people from? Your people? Were you born on the land or on the sea? It's worrying. I've never seen a delirium take this strong before. Okay, just take it easy. We're heading to Midway, so maybe we can find a doctor or someone who knows you. Midway. You don't know what Midway is? If you're trying to trick me, don't be foolish. Just because I'm a girl on a ship doesn't mean I can't take care of myself. I will cut you and gut you quicker than you can say sorry. I don't think so. You honestly do look confused. Stricken, almost. It's okay. You're safe. I wouldn't have hauled you on board if I wasn't going to take care of you. No one should be abandoned. My name is Honey. Yeah, I'm landlocked. The name gives it away. Okay. There are two types of people nowadays. The people who live on the land and the people who live on the sea. The landlocked and the seafarers. I was born on the land, so I never had a choice. My job, my role, my husband, it was all decided by the time I was born. I had a place and I had my duty. But I wasn't happy. It was so controlled, so restricted. And I never got to see the ocean. Well, obviously I saw the ocean, you can't miss it. There's hardly any land anymore. But I was kept on my road. I did my duty, I wasn't allowed to stray. But I saw them, the seafarers. When they came to trade, they looked so free, their tan and their tattoos. No one approved of them. And if we didn't need their trade, they wouldn't have been allowed to set foot on land. But I would sneak by the docks and watch. And one day, I lost my mind. I just crept on board one of the ships and waited. I was so sure I was going to be discovered. And I would have been punished. But no one came to get me. No one found me. And soon, we were away. And I was sick. It's true what they say about the landlocked and the ocean. Getting your sea legs takes days. No, months. Years sometimes. It's why they don't move a lot. Why you stay where you're born. Stay in your place. The captain knew that I'd snuck on board. He laughed at me. as I was throwing up, moaning and groaning. He said if I wanted to be a sailor, then I had to learn to stand on the water. And I told him, you can't stand on water. But I knew what he meant. That grace that the seafarers have. You either have it or you don't. And if I didn't have it, I knew he would throw me overboard. Not to be mean, but I was a stowaway. And we all know what happens to stowaways. But I found my sea legs. And the freedom. It sang to me. The first port we hit, I got the tattoos. The stars, the swallows. He said that I still looked landlocked. I was too pale. I know I still am. I can't tan. People don't take me seriously. That's why I thought you were trying to trick me. Yeah, have a little bit more water. Sip it, just little sips. That's right. It's not the first time. I mean, people see the tattoos, and that's one thing. But when they see the pale skin, they think I'm an easy mark. I've had to show the edge of my blade to some. Not willingly. But you have to make a point. You have to get a reputation. You are your history. That's why it's important you remember yours. Can you remember anything? What's your name? Really? That's... Oh, you must be from the sea. No landlocked family would ever give that name. I mean, I'm called Honey, and I was meant to tend to the bees. But your name, I can't think of what task would be assigned to that. So you must be a seafarer. That's okay, we'll find your people. We're heading to Midway. Midway, it's the trading point. All ships go to Midway in the end. It's where the journey starts or where it ends. You look so confused. My tale. I sailed with the captain for 10 years. And then he died. Some sort of sickness, I've never seen it before. It's not like the delirium. The delirium. That creeping madness that just turns seafarers into animals. Cannibals. Well, that's what they say at Midway. But that could just be tall tales. I've never seen someone with delirium bite anyone. I've seen them cut. Rip people apart with their bare hands, but not bite. Sorry. So the captain died and I got his ship. There weren't any other crew. Didn't have to fight for it. And I just carried on. I never went back. Couldn't go back. They wouldn't let me on land. I wouldn't want to go back. The only land I ever walk on is Midway. Otherwise, it's just ships and ocean for me. You're looking better. You're definitely of the ocean. Myths and legends make any seafarer feel better. Although you don't have any marks. I wonder what your story is. My story. Oh, my story has many tales. Many twists and turns. Eclipses and burning sunlight. But I've said enough for now. Maybe I've said too much. I don't know who you are. I don't know your history. I don't know your people. Being set adrift. Let's not say anything of that for now. You just take it easy. Relax. We should be at Midway in about 4 days or so. You should be on your feet by then. Until then, take it easy. Stay below. And try to remember. It's important. You are your history. And I need to know who you are.